You're listening to Soul Growth with me, Jade Stoner. Here we go beyond performance and surface level success and return to your true source of power, you. When you come home to yourself, when you allow your soul to lead, you access a depth of peace, safety, and self-trust that success alone was never meant to fulfill, without losing your edge, ambition, or vision. You get to live a life that feels as eternally rich as it looks outwardly impressive, and it begins within you. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Soul Growth. So today I want to get into the collective energy and touch on some of what's been going on in the world right now, because it honestly feels like there's a war on our minds and souls. And I know it can be very easy to get swept up in all of the noise and easily lose your way. So it's my intention in this episode to shift you back into your power so you don't allow yourself to get got, and you don't allow yourself to get lost in the noise and the doom and gloom of the economy, and to remind you that you are not a muggle. You are magic. Shout out to my Harry Potter fans. So it's time for you to reclaim your power, own it, and stop getting got by the crap being fed to you by the media. Which brings me to my first point. Do yourself a favor and turn off the news. I've shared with you in a previous episode that I don't watch the news, and I still know what's going on in the world. So if you're someone who watches the news or reads the papers on the daily because you think you need to be informed, please recognize that this is just a story that you're telling yourself, and it's actually not true. It's just a story, and you get to change the script and your habit of plugging into this news. You know, use this time to read or listen to something empowering instead. I promise you that you will still know what's going on in the world. The news in all its forms, whether that's on the radio, TV, in print, or online, is based in fear, scarcity, and lack. Because unfortunately, fear sells. Negativity spreads faster than anything else, and the media know this. And when you absorb this information on a frequent basis, you're programming yourself and a specific part of your brain called the reticular activating system, which is like a heat-seeking missile. And what that part of your brain does is goes out and searches for and notices more things in your life to be afraid of and therefore protect yourself from, which then contributes to things like having a lack of trust in people and life. It triggers your nervous system into fight, flight, or flee mode. It has you feeling anxious, even if that's just on a really low level, and a whole heap of other stuff that will keep you stuck and hinder your growth. And all of that is the opposite of what you want to create in your life and what you're here to be and create. The more you attune your energy and thinking to this kind of lack and fear-based stuff and focusing on what you don't want, the more you feed into it and the more likely you are to bring low vibe crap into all the other areas of your life too. And this is the law of attraction in action. And the basis of that law is like attracts like. Now, the law of attraction isn't the only universal law. There are at least 11 others. And another of those is the law of polarity. And the law of polarity states that in life, you will get what you don't want so that you can choose what it is that you do want. So looking at things through the lens of this law, you're being shown lots of what you don't want, not for you to get caught up in and dwell on it and feel scared and like shit, but for you to take back your power and shift your thinking to focus on what it is that you do want. What you focus on expands. So what do you want to create in your life? What do you want to expand in your life? And I'm not psychic, but I'm guessing it's the opposite of all of the scarcity and lack crap about money that's being forced onto us right now. So that means focus your attention on what you want to experience in your relationship with money. So the opposite of scarcity and lack, which is things like there being plenty of money, having more than enough, and the universe always having your back no matter what. That's where you need to shift your attention to. You know, Just because we're talking about money, it doesn't mean that the rules of the universe are any different or that they stop working all of a sudden. They're still doing their thing, just like the sun still shines even when it's cloudy. So something to bear in mind next time you find yourself getting caught up in and triggered by money is just to ask yourself, is this what I want to create more of in my life? And then ask, what is it that I do want to create in my life? And focus there. And there's obviously a lot more depth to your feelings and relationships with money, but this is a good starting point and the brain training that you need to start reprogramming your mind and how it interacts with the topic of money. So I know from firsthand experience that money can be a very triggering topic. And I share all of this with you from a place of love and what I've learned over the years about the practical and energetic elements of money and my own kaleidoscope of experiences with it. And I want to remind you that money is not your enemy. The programming that we've been indoctrinated into will have you believing all kinds of fucked up shit about money, enter the news and mainstream media. But when you start to unplug yourself from all of that bullshit and start looking beyond the fear and the outrage and the defensiveness that comes up with you when others are talking about money, and look beyond all of the generational crap that's been projected onto us, you open yourself up to so much more. And you see that money is not to be feared. It's actually another route to healing yourself and your relationship with you so that you can create the life your soul is dreaming of. It's another facet of soul growth. Money has been one of my greatest teachers, and it's also been one of the hardest too. I have been piss poor with my back up against the wall more times than I can count over the years. And I've sat in my own individual recessions and cost of living crises more times than I'd like to remember. And from those experiences, I can tell you that worry, fear, doubt, panic, and all of the other low vibrational feelings and emotions, when you sit in them, only serve to perpetuate those cycles, and contracting and trying to save and cut back your way out of this time is not the answer. So stop worrying about what time your washing machine is being switched on or showering for a minute less, and use that same energy to think about expanding your mind and thinking and energy instead. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm not saying that you shouldn't review your outgoings and look at where you can trim the fat. You know, so much money is wasted on things like unused subscriptions and, you know, those bank accounts where you pay a fee, but you're not actually using the benefits. But doing these things is not going to make you rich. And when you zoom out and look at the bigger picture of this time, it's about so much more than money. This time is being given to us for us to wake up and reclaim our inherent power, power that is within you, but may be dormant or sleepy right now. You know, this recession is God's alarm clock to wake you up, to expand you and move you toward your dreams, because everything you experience is preparing you for what you asked for. One of the things that I love to do when I'm feeling restricted about money is go to London and walk around the affluent spots. And I remember I first did this in this conscious way in 2021. So I'd been hearing through the grapevine that the country was heading into a recession and everything was basically going to fall apart. And combined with my own money stuff and what was going on in my life, it didn't have me feeling too great. So I got the nudge from my intuition to head to London. So Jason and I went to Knightsbridge and we walked around Harrods and then we made our way to Mayfair. By this time, my mood had already shifted. And then I found myself walking down a particular street in Mayfair that I don't ever remember walking down before. And it was so beautiful, the street itself. And the experience itself was amazing as well. I kid you not, on this one street, and it's not particularly long, I saw two brand new Aston Martins. Brand new, like the plates had just come out. And then Jaden saw this Nissan car that is apparently worth a hell of a lot of money. He's very into cars. And he'd never seen one like in real life before. And then a Bugatti rolled past. A Bugatti on a very new plate, and I just looked at it and I was like, that is at least £1 million just rolling past me right now. And yet we're being told there's no money out there. And it was just such an eye-opening and expanding experience. So this is a great hack for when you're feeling caught up. And it's also really great to question the narratives that we're being spun. So what I mean by that is we're being told that we're in this crisis. But if you want to know if that's really true, just get out there and look around you. To be honest, if the media weren't saying what they are, I would have no clue that there's a financial crisis right now. You know, I go into my local town centre, there are people everywhere. I went in early the morning before Jaden's birthday to get in balloons, and it was early in the morning. I'd got there, it must have been 9, half past 9, whatever time the shops open, and it was really busy even at that time. I go to the supermarket and it's full of people with their trolleys full up and toys and chocolates and all of the, you know, quote unquote, non-essentials. I went into Marks and Spencer's food hall earlier this week, and M&S isn't a budget food shop. It's more up there. And it was heaving with people. And you just look around and you think, and people have got no money, yeah? Is that really true? When I took Jaden out for his birthday dinner, we went to a high-end restaurant and the restaurant was full. And I can't remember where I heard or read this, but apparently unemployment rates are at the lowest they've been in years or they've ever been. And I know tradespeople that are busier than ever. And whilst busy doesn't equal money or success in and of itself, I'm pretty sure that these people aren't working for free, which again shows me, tells me that there is money out there. And again, all of this reminds me that there's so much money circulating. And when you open up your eyes and you look around you, it will expand you and your thinking. And every time you do it, it's just another gentle reminder that what we're being told and shown through the media, through the news, isn't as bad as what it's being made out to be. And it reminds me that there is an agenda that isn't in alignment with our highest good. So the next time you're out and about, just look around you. What do you see? What is your intuition telling you? What's the truth? For me, the truth is that money is everywhere and there is always more available. And I have a love for property. It's been something that my soul has been calling me to for years. So years ago, to kind of get my foot in the game, I started to learn about property investing. And so I'm plugged into investors' networks. And historically, downturns in the economy are some of the best times for property investors. However, most people pull back from buying and selling during this time, during a so-called recession, because the mainstream media have you believing it's a terrible time to buy and sell. But when you look at it through a different lens, a different perspective, an educated perspective, it's a very different story. You know, within these property investor circles, they are armed with knowledge that allows them to use this time to create more wealth and homes than they've ever done before. And that's very different to, oh no, you must stay away from it. It's a terrible time. And this is happening and that is happening. And did you know that there are more millionaires made in recessions than at any other time? Happened in the Great Depression. It happened in the market crash of 2008 or whenever that was. So all of this shows you that when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. And with regards to money, it starts with financial education and making money your ally. This time is a great opportunity to create wealth for yourself and your family if you're willing to firstly take full responsibility for your own thinking and energy, and secondly, to educate yourself, to put yourself in the environments where the conversations are different. They're not about saving, they're about investing. They're not about contracting, they're about expanding. And starting to educate yourself is going to look different for you depending on where you're at in your life right now. So start where you are. You know, that might look like buying a book about money or investing as a starting point. Or your starting point may be to invest in a coach or a mentor to support you in learning and implementing a specific investment strategy. Or even initially, a coach or a mentor to help you overcome your limiting thinking and heal. Because here's the thing, all the strategies in the world will not work if your inner game isn't the right environment to take in those strategies and then to go and take the action on what it is that you're learning. Mindset before money. Don't try and do it all by yourself. That is part of your lack programming and the disempowering beliefs of things like, if you want something doing properly, do it yourself. You know, a great coach or mentor will help you see way beyond where you can see by yourself and will have you doing the things in less time than you could do by trying to figure it all out by yourself. Wealthy people think, act, and behave very differently and therefore experience money very differently to others. And you can learn it all too. And there has never been a better time to learn this stuff than now, and without even needing to leave your house. Back in the days when Napoleon Hill wrote Think and Grow Rich, he spent years, and I mean years, all over the place meeting wealthy people and interviewing them, getting into their minds, getting into how they think and how they be, so that he could get all that information for himself and write his book, Think and Grow Rich. I mean, he must have been exhausted. And it's not like he would have had a private jet or something to get him from state to state comfortably. I don't even know back then. Probably just horse and carriage, maybe a train. I'm not sure. You get the point. It's a bit long, right? But today you get to sit at home, even lie in your bed if you want to, and scour the interwebs to learn. You know, YouTube alone is a wealth of information. There's interviews, audiobooks, masterclasses, all the things to support you in elevating your wealth mindset. And then you've got podcasts, you've got books about money, books about investing, online programs, group coaching programs, in-person events are back. And then there's coaches and mentors. And the great thing about all of this is most of it is done online and it can be done around your current commitments. You know, this is about you taking back your power and elevating and being the director of your own life movie. So to support you in reclaiming your financial power, I've put together a list of recommended resources with everything from books to meditations and everything in between that I've used over the years to transform my relationship with money. And I'm going to keep adding to it regularly as I'm right there with you on the money journey. Plus, I actually really, really enjoyed putting this list together for you. It's like all of this stuff that I've read and done over the years, it now felt like it was being useful, you know, beyond just me. So there's a lot on this list. And as I say, I'll keep adding to it. So just as always, go where you feel drawn and remember that you can't fuck this up. Meaning you can't start in the wrong place on the list. You know, just see which section and which thing that you're drawn to and go there and do that. The only way that actually you can fuck this up is by not doing anything. You get to choose not to subscribe to the financial crisis convo. In fact, don't even identify with it. And do this for you. Do it for your mental well-being. Do it for the future you. And talking of a future you, a powerful question to ask yourself when you're finding yourself getting caught up in current events and how to act and how to be, is ask the question, what would what would the future version of you do in this situation? How would they act? And if you want some more direction around that, you may remember that I covered a lot of that in episode 14. So go back and give that a listen. I get much deeper into the whole future you thing. And as well as doing it for yourself, do all of this for the future generations. As I bring this episode to a close, I want to add that whilst it's always important for you to take care of your energy, to clean and protect it, it's more important now more than it's ever been before. You know, there is a spiritual war raging in the world right now, and you need to armor and protect yourself. And you may not fully believe or get the whole energy and energy cleansing thing right now, and that's okay. You know, just play with it. Choose one thing, like doing a meditative sound bath healing, and check in with how you feel before you do it versus after. And if you feel lighter and clearer and more refreshed, wouldn't you want to make the time to do that more frequently and to take the whole energy thing a bit more seriously? And also consider this. You are so much more than just a physical body. You know, you also have a mental, emotional, and spiritual body too. So just like you cleanse your physical body regularly, or at least I hope you do, you need to cleanse your energetic body too and protect it. And I shared some great tips for this in episode 9. So again, go back and listen to that. And then actually go and do the things, you know, buy the sage and incense and burn it. Find a healing sound bath and go do it. Buy the Florida water and use it. And meditate every day if you can, but at least a few times a week. You know, nobody can do this energetic tuning for you. And turn off the news and the alerts on your phone. Unfollow the news accounts on social. Stop reading the papers. Drop yourself out of the disempowering conversations around the so-called cost of living crisis. And focus on what you can control. You, your thinking, your energy. Plug yourself into conversations that lift you above all of the noise. Follow the accounts on social that encourage and show you how to add income streams instead of how to save a few pence by cutting back on something or using your washing machine at some unsociable hour. Read books that financially educate you and listen to audios that will help you think differently. There is so much available, and again, I've put some great resources together to help you get started, so no excuses. So you can access that document by clicking the link that's in the episode description. You don't need to opt in or share any details, just click on the link. It's been made with a whole lot of love because I want you to elevate and expand your wealth mindset, because you are made for so much more than the mediocrity that the world is trying to push onto you right now. You have got this, and the universe has got you. God is never failing. And even though it may not seem or look like it at times, please remember that it's all happening for your highest good. You've just got to trust the process and remember that everything always works itself out in the end. History has shown us that time and time again. So why would this cosmic correction be any different? And walk by faith and not by sight. So that's all for today's episode. Share your favorite takeaways with me on Insta at IamJadeStoner and use the hashtag SoulGrowthPodcast. And until next time, I'm out. Mwah. Thank you for joining me on Soul Growth. There's something in this episode that was meant for you to hear. Whatever it activated within you, trust it, act on it. And remember, it's all soul growth.